America is a land of heroes, a place where greatness is born, where destinies are forged, and where legends come to life. This is the home of Thomas Edison and Teddy Roosevelt, of many great generals, including Washington, Pershing, Patton, and MacArthur. This is the home of Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Harriet Tubman, the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong, and so many more. This is the country where children learn names like Wyatt Earp, Davy Crockett, and Annie Oakley. This is the place where the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth and where Texas Patriots made their last stand at the Alamo. The American nation was carved out of the vast frontier by the toughest, strongest, fiercest, and most determined men and women ever to walk on the face of the earth. Our ancestors braved the unknown, tamed the wilderness, settled the Wild West, lifted millions from poverty, disease, and hunger, vanquished tyranny and fascism, ushered the world to new heights of science and medicine, laid down the railroads, dug out the canals, raised up the skyscrapers. Our ancestors built the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history, and we are making it greater than ever before. This is our glorious and magnificent inheritance. We are Americans. We are pioneers. We are the pathfinders. We settled the new world. We built the modern world, and we change history forever by embracing the eternal truth that everyone is made equal by the hand of Almighty God. America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise. And here, on this land, on this soil, on this continent, the most incredible dreams come true. This nation is our canvas, and this country is our masterpiece. We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers just waiting to be explored. Our brightest discoveries are not yet known. Our most thrilling stories are not yet told. Our grandest journeys are not yet made. The American age, the American epic, the American adventure has only just begun. Our spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining. And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come.
Take his mask and shove it. I ain't wearing it no more. Y'all look at me like I'm from Mars when I don't wear it in the store.
I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Where we go one, we go all.
We have an army of digital soldiers. We have what we call citizen journalists. And so the American people decided to take over the idea of information, and they did it through social media. You are demonstrating a level of intellectual courage that our country desperately needs.
Today's Democrat Party is held hostage by haters. Absolute haters. Left-wing haters. Angry mobs. Deep state radicals and their fake news allies.
It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself.
We look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before.
Fellow Americans and citizens of the world, now it is our turn to shine. Wherever we are, we will become the plan when we choose to reject what they call globalism. We recognize the words they use to bend us to their will, and we say no more. It's time to turn off the media, follow your instincts, trust yourself, and be the plan. May God bless America and the world.
Deep state radicals and their fake news allies.
By now, you may already be aware that America was on the verge of being completely destroyed by a gang of very powerful criminals who had made their way right into the heart of power. We didn't notice because they had become our most trusted leaders, entertainers, and politicians. But then things changed. In 2016, patriots in the U.S. military took back power legitimately with the election of Donald Trump. Plunged directly into the damage and sickening destruction caused to America and the world, they got to work dismantling the branches of this powerful secret shadow government that was in the process of siphoning off America's vast wealth to their global masters. After 2 years of a dramatic covert operation that was to include the gutting of the corrupt CIA, FBI, and Justice Department, they now face the last remaining pillar of the deep state, their vast media empire. They were using this unparalleled power to confuse the people of the world and distract from their criminality and subversion. They recognized that division and hate among people was the most effective way to keep us occupied and ignorant while they robbed us blind, engineered senseless trade deals, and destroyed distant lands for their own personal gain. The mainstream media, both in America and beyond, now remains the gravest threat to the people of the world. The battle for the American soul began in October 2017 with an NSA intelligence operation that we call Q. For the first time, the people were shown the reality of the world they live in, the extent of the corruption and crime that had been destroying their society for decades. Most of all, it showed them the path to their own liberation. Finally, on July 31st, 2018, in Tampa, Florida, President Donald Trump, avoiding the corrupt media channels by speaking directly to the people, allowed Q followers to display their support publicly. This deliberate action forced the deep state media to cover the story, as not doing so would raise a level of curiosity that could lead to a devastating mass awakening. To defend against this, they joined together in an unprecedented combined global mass media assault against Q, hoping they could deter the public from discovering the truth about our world. They called it a conspiracy, a word associated with unlawful or nefarious actions, depicting Q followers as a danger to society instead of peace-loving patriots just trying to break free from the prison of the mind that was created for them. Their attack on Q was to be just one of countless knowingly false narratives started and pushed by the criminals that control our media. They said Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election. They said he was a puppet to Putin. They claimed he would hurt relationships with our allies. They said he would collapse the economy and the stock market. We heard he was about to go to war with North Korea. They are saying he will do the same with Iran. They even said he would destroy the whole world. These fake narratives kept on coming, and they spread them with full knowledge that they were lies meant to stop the one force that could end them for good. It's time the American people and those all over the world ask themselves what is really going on. What are the people who control our media afraid of? What are they hiding? If you look, you will discover that the fake news media is not free or independent. You will see it is just a propaganda arm of the deep state. You will discover the names and faces of the cabal agents who have colluded to destroy our republic and bend us to their will. They want you divided. Divided by race. Divided by religion. Divided by political affiliation. They want this because divided you are weak. Together you are strong. It's time to research for yourself. You will find many things, among them an unprecedented number of sealed indictments filed in preparation for a mass arrest event. You will also discover an unprecedented list of corrupt CEOs who have recently been removed from their posts. You will see the same in the Senate and in Congress. And you will see the same at the top of the FBI and the Justice Department. This movement is not about one person or a group of people. It is about we, the people. The world is currently witnessing the largest mass treason event in living history. But instead of being fearful, we should be filled with hope. Instead of fighting among ourselves, we should face our only true enemy, the criminal deep state and their once invincible mainstream media apparatus. Do you want to free yourself? It's easy. Follow Q and turn them off.
During a time of increased social instability in the wake of the George Floyd murder, tensions are growing at the disturbing sight of violence still taking place on city streets across the nation. You would think at a time like this, politicians would be calling for heightened measures to protect the public. Yet, in spite of the violence, Democrats are actively seeking ways to reduce security and give more latitude to the violent anarchists who are tearing up our streets, including almost forcing their way onto the White House lawn. Mere days after this frightening attempt to breach the perimeter of President Trump's private residence, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser criticized the very existence of a fence, saying, "It's a sad commentary that the house and its inhabitants have to be walled off. We should want the White House to be opened up for people to be able to access it from all sides." Then, not long after, the Utah National Guard confirmed that Mayor Bowser evicted them from a D.C. hotel, placing the city at even greater risk. And in other news, senior retired military figures are reportedly planning to stage a mutiny during a September town hall with fake news reporter Anderson Cooper, where they plan to tell the nation that President Trump is unfit for office in an attempt to hurt him at the polls. Unfortunately for these traitors, the American public are pleased with Trump's performance after he delivered an unprecedented economic boom, record employment, destroyed ISIS, killed warlord Soleimani, evened the score with China, denuclearized North Korea, and saved America's energy industry. Despite ongoing efforts by the corrupt establishment to inflame civil unrest and racial tension, push for fraudulent ballot harvesting, increase censorship of dissenting voices, extend the economic shutdown, encourage violence on the streets, stage destabilizing terror events, and weaponize the media, it is clear that President Trump is set for a landslide victory in November. And nothing will stop what's coming.
So you understand, we had a totally divided country for 8 years, and long before that, in all fairness to President Obama. Long before President Obama, we have had a very divided. I didn't come along and divide this country. This country was seriously divided before I got here.
Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. I'm about to show you something you already suspect deep inside, but can't explain. The United States of America is currently in the midst of a war. Not the kind when one country attacks another with missiles or tanks. Not like warplanes dropping bombs on our Pacific fleet. Not like a hostile neighbor launching a surprise invasion across our borders. Instead, we face a cruel and merciless enemy who invented a whole new type of war. One that threatens us now more than all the bombs in the world. They are motivated by pure greed and inconceivable cruelty, and have been silently reversing all that is good for so long that we became lulled into a state of self-destructive compliance, while they tore us apart and robbed us blind. When patriots took back key branches of the U.S. government in 2016, a light was turned on to the vast corruption network that had infiltrated into the highest positions of power across every state. Only then did ordinary citizens begin to realize how close we had come to the end of it all. But first, we must endure one last painful battle that will touch every citizen, no matter who they are. Right now, the country is being torn apart by the biggest political hoax and coordinated mass media disinformation campaign in living history. You may know it as COVID-19. Let me tell you a story. In 2015, as directed by the globalist criminal corruption network known as the Deep State, President Barack Obama authorized millions in funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the location now understood to be the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak. The research carried out here was to provide the agent for a global biological attack on a scale never before seen. one that would be timed for release within an election year, starting the very day unsubstantiated efforts to impeach President Trump fell apart. With their base of operations in the Democrat establishment, the Deep State Shadow Corporation embarked on a coordinated irregular warfare insurgency with multiple aims, all under the cover of a global pandemic they themselves manufactured for this purpose. Enabled by their owned and controlled corporate media monopoly, they instigated a heavy-handed and unjustifiable nationwide shutdown to reverse Trump's many economic and unemployment gains, with Democrat-controlled states suffering the harshest restrictions in the country. Trump's energetic rallies were halted, hiding from view the surging nationwide passion for his galvanizing message, while Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden was able to avoid interviews and debates where left-leaning voters would not be shown his obvious inability to govern, or the emerging Ukrainian bribery scandal that earned his family millions in illicit kickbacks by abusing his office. The next major advantage of the pandemic for the deep state was the case made to the public for mail-in voting, a highly insecure practice proven to be rampant with fraud, just as the public saw in one such example when a former Philadelphia judge pled guilty to stuffing ballot boxes after being paid by what he called a Democrat political consultant. With a rapidly rising death toll needed to make the case to the public for even harsher control, normal influenza deaths for the year were recorded as COVID-19, artificially inflating the numbers. But this was only the beginning. When this did not yield enough fatalities, the deep state initiated a murderous plan to defy federal guidelines and to move infected patients into nursing homes where the highest risk age group could be found in large numbers. The deep state governors of New York, New Jersey, California, Pennsylvania, Michigan oversaw what can only be described as a genocide of our elderly loved ones, even as the quickly constructed field hospitals and medically equipped Navy ships stood mostly empty. This horrendous act cost the lives of over 50,000 people, but gave the insurgency a death toll that would stoke the public fear needed to push ahead with their goals. In these dark times, when people had little else but the comfort of community in their faith, this too was forcibly halted when simply going to church was banned across the country under the guise of public safety. Depression and loneliness became the new epidemic, all designed to create the social conditions needed for what was to come next in their despotic plan to fracture the nation and hold on to power. Immediately upon reports of a flattening curve and a reduction in new cases, the mysterious murder of George Floyd hit the headlines. What was presented to the public as a routine instance of racially motivated police brutality turned out to be a strange and coincidental series of events involving two men who once knew each other, working security in a nightclub. This event provided the justification for the next chapter in their coordinated insurgency against the United States. The goal was to inflame civil unrest along racial lines on an emotional platform of social justice. A divided house cannot stand, and the enemy knew this all too well. Black Lives Matter was funded and designed by the corrupt Democrat establishment as a social weapon to draw crowds of well-meaning protesters into harm's way, using them as human shields while they pushed a savage insurrection on city streets. This was intensified even further by folding in the violent paramilitary group Antifa, who were given a free pass by Democrat mayors and governors to loot stores, smash up small businesses, and assault innocent bystanders. The public was shown in explicit detail how Democrat leaders refused to protect local citizens, choosing instead to provide an open road for the anarchists to destabilize civil society, allowing the innocent to be indiscriminately injured and terrorized. Knowing that lawless chaos would accelerate their aims, they began calling for the elimination of police, while evicting the National Guard, who were made available to protect the public against the worst of the violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser even called for the elimination of the White House fence, just days after a close call by rioters who attempted to breach the perimeter. And on June 22nd, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff proposed a House bill to amend United States Code Title 18 that would prohibit the use of military force in the event of civil unrest.
an obvious attempt to weaken the Commander-in-Chief's ability to defend the public from the planned insurrection, which was intended to play out over the weeks and months leading up to the election.
Attorney General William Barr has appointed the U.S. Attorney in Connecticut to investigate.
The pandemic was also providing cover of a different kind. Taking place behind the scenes at the Justice Department is a far-reaching investigation into the Obama administration's weaponization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to spy on Trump and his associates during the transition of power. With evidence now emerging that Obama officials, including Joe Biden and Obama himself, colluded to frame General Michael Flynn, they used social distancing guidelines to halt grand juries and give witnesses the cover of health fears to avoid honoring court-ordered subpoenas. What you are witnessing is the dying breaths of a hidden enemy responsible for over a century of embedded corruption that has been slowly destroying our republic from the inside. They divided us along racial, gender, and political lines. They created reasons for us to go to war. They made international trade agreements that brought us no benefit, but allowed them to steal our vast wealth, driving us into a state of perpetual economic decay. They flooded our streets with deadly drugs to manufacture a devastating epidemic of addiction and mass incarceration. And they did it all with impunity while their completely controlled mainstream media assets kept us distracted and focused on everything else except our one true enemy. The 2020 U.S. elections are like none we have ever experienced. COVID-19 is being sold as a natural event, but we see now it is an attempt by enemies of humanity to hold on to power. After November, they stand to lose it all, but they will do everything to keep the crisis alive and the people in fear. To win, we must remember what made us strong, so that true justice can finally return to what is, and always will be, the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history. May God bless America.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. ask what you can do for your country.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
The flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
May God bless America.